Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. This is going to be the shortest intro ever because we got to get to the topic at hand. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're a Patreon. You get this full episode all at once right on the same day on Mondays. Otherwise, you're going to get little bits each day throughout the week. Also, with the Patreon subscription, you get access to the watch along. Shout out to everyone who rewatched Jason X with us last Monday on Halloween. Oh, In My Lifetime, Volume 1.
So what's crazy about In My Lifetime is also American Gangster turned 15 today.
Wow.
Yeah, nigga.
That's 10 years between, maybe like 100 years.
Yeah, no. What's up with Hov just picking these certain months he want to drop these albums too? Because they all align.
He always do it in the fall, man. Always do it in the fall. Yeah,
that was his
release. The singles would come out in the summer, and he would be like, by the way, y'all remember that? Remember when the single will come out months before the album?
Yeah, many moons. You didn't even be following the rollout. You just like fall in love with the single and wait for the next. Dog, I remember Wangsta. Yeah. Niggas was playing Wangsta. OD. I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I'm buying it, right? Because I played Wangsta out then in the club. And then nigga was 2 for 2. I said, oh my God, it's time. And then you finally get, what up, blood? What up, cuz? What up, blood? What up, gangs? Bro, I'm like, nah, this is a classic.
But Wangsta wasn't meant to be on the album, right? It was a mixtape track.
Yeah, I mean it was so good that it carried over, but yeah.
But going back to In My Lifetime, I know we've done this before, but fuck it. One more time.
We've done In My Lifetime. I don't feel like we've ever done In My Lifetime.
We've done every Hov album, I feel.
We don't do crooked numbers.
But we used to do crooked numbers.
My nigga, we used to do crooked numbers. Niggas been doing 17 of King. All right,
then we can do something else. We don't have to revisit Hov.
Well, I just want to say real quick.
At least acknowledge one, nigga.
Yeah, I gotta acknowledge this shit. I gotta say once again, I love my favorite song ever from Jay-Z, Imaginary Player. I'll never get sick of that song. I'll never hear a Jay-Z song that I think it goes harder than that song. The ad-libs, the beat, everything about it. The hook, everything about it. That's number one. Number two, Jerv, I sent you a video in the chat of Hov freestyling over Grammy Family. Clearly off the rip.
Yeah.
Just by his rhyme pattern, you could tell this is not like, because we all know he doesn't write. He doesn't write his shit down. So everything's gonna appear going off the top. But like this one truly was off the top.
Yeah.
Like just by the way it was winding or whatever. You mean to tell me that nigga didn't fall off, man? You listen to that, you're like, yeah, that's the same as Magna Carta Holy Grail.
Nah, I just recognize that he's older. So I don't put him to the same every time. I don't put it to the same. I can't put it to the. I mean, you can't put those things to the same bar as what he is. Hungry Hov or fucking best rapper in the game. He's
Grammy Family came out what, 2006?
Yes, 2006. It's been 16.
That's 16 years ago.
That's post-retirement Hov.
Yeah.
He was talking about chasing a Billy.
I mean, he only puts stuff out now out of demand. Like, people want it. He doesn't.
And not even really.
This is what I said at the time. You should never put out another album. You should just do features.
Like Andre 3000.
Yep.
I know we do this every time, but I gotta ask you again. You don't, but you like you don't you didn't like 444. Like that's crazy to me.
It was boring to me, man.
I mean, oh Lord.
I don't want to hear OB like fucking spirit
responsible and like a dad. Like what the fuck?
Bro, I'm gonna tell you every time, bro. You know what album I actually like? Him the one him and Jay Electronica.
Oh, I didn't even listen.
A Written Testimony.
I mean, it's not funny. Bad.
It's religious hope, but it's funny. It's just funny because it's just like it's not a bad album. And again, the albums that he put out, obviously, I don't think he could do a Kingdom Come again. I think his albums are always going to be like decent listens. Like even this Savage, this 21 Savage Drake shit is like in the territory.
Wait, you like Kingdom Come? You like that album?
I do not.
Oh, okay.
He's saying. He doesn't think it'll ever be that bad again. Is
yeah. Okay.
The same thing in Magna Carta Holy Grail. Like, it's just bad, bro. But again, it's to a point of like his bad album.
Up on a decade of Jerv defending that album.
Hey, Hov's bad albums is like LeBron's bad games. Niggas will still die for those.
No. You know what I mean?
Yes, no, bro.
No. Yo, like Magna Carta is not like a shitty album. Like it's not Hov, but it's not a shitty album.
I like really?
I like Oceans. I like Fuck With Me. You
like there's like so, there are songs on there that fucking wrote. Like they're yes, good ass songs.
Yes, there are songs like Fuck With Me. But again, all the songs, every part of that Fuck album I like yo, is I the not easy part. I like raw shit. I like raw shit on that. I like the beat. I like raw shit. I don't like Hov shit.
That's just wild. That's wild to me.
Nah, I think we hype shit like 444 up because we just want a whole album.
No.
We just like that nigga that much.
That's what Trey, you know what I learned that?
It aligns with God did.
When so, Blueprint 3 came out. When Blueprint 3 came out, I was one of those people who swore by I went back and I listened to it and I'm like, this is not a good album.
It's not a good album. There's good songs on it, but it's not a good album.
I like Already Home. Half man, moon.
Already Home was good. Fucking
was great, but that was a shitty line, man.
I did like the New York line, the New York song.
Tim's. What is
you like the Empire State of Mind, which is the most goddamn.
I liked it. I liked it, and then it became like the fucking song for the Yankees. And they beat the Phillies that year in the World Series. So, like, I can't stand that song. Like, that song's
death of
I, that
death
song's
of auto-tune. Terrible. Song's young, ass. Young forever.
I seen a nigga in a carriage, nigga, listening to that driving down the
you
street.
You ain't like the death of auto-tune, John?
No.
That was cool.
No.
Da, da, da,
I'll tell you the songs that go on that album. Run This Town goes.
I can't fuck with that now.
Fuck
at this
that
point.
Song.
But it was fire what? Because 2K played it out for me.
Yeah,
it's like an intro song.
Sure. Already Home goes.
Mm-hmm.
Stars Born goes because of Cole's verse.
See, yeah. I never liked that one just because of the. Even though I'm sure
Cole's verse.
I'm sure he tried to bury it. I just was on there like, the hook is
trash. But like, here's the funniest thing. We've all listened to features before, right? It usually goes the main artist, verse one, the main artist, verse two, the guest, verse three. Sometimes they'll go main artist, guest, main artist. Sometimes the guest will lead off, and then the main artist takes his hope. What I've never seen is main artist. You know what? Let me put a third main artist verse here just in case. You put three verses up top. Front loaded the shit out of it. And by the way, that third verse is whack. I don't know why. To this day, I don't know why. I feel like he tried to bury Cole's verse because Cole watched him on his own record and he had flashbacks to that Eminem shit.
I don't think M watched him on his own fucking shit. I think Nas made a fucking bar about it and then it became the fucking punchline. That's honest. But Cole watched him. Cole watched him on the fucking track.
It's plenty of times that Hov got watched, bro.
No, I'm not saying Hov didn't get watched. I'm saying the Eminem one was a line.
Well, Iverson crossed Mike, bro. That's the Hov shit, nigga. Hov didn't got watched before.
I agree with you. I'm saying it wasn't the Eminem verse. I'm not saying that didn't happen. I'm saying the Eminem verse is not the the Jordan getting crossed. Right. That's not that. Like, no. Man,
yo, Jerv is always gonna be he's the Johnny Cochran.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro. Jerv got a real dad that's still alive, but that nigga hold that nigga.
Here this nigga go, dog. Here you go. Here you go. Like, yo, I just think y'all super over exaggerate the shit. Like, I'm telling you, he's been washed before. I just don't think it's the Eminem verse.
Hey, Trey, how you run to the booth and get your cape, bro, for home is crazy.
Trey has said multiple times, I didn't have a father figure growing up, so Jay-Z is my father figure. And yet, Jerv, you defend Hove 100 times harder than this people who said that Hove raised them.
Yeah, like, bro, Hove went through a lot of shit, so I didn't have to go through that. And yet, this nigga will die on the hill for a fucking kingdom.
It's my favorite rapper ever, dog. Like, what do you want me to do?
He don't even know you.
Okay, I can't ever. You don't have a favorite basketball player ever or a favorite football player ever. Like what the fuck? You don't have a favorite teacher? Huh?
I stopped defending all them niggas.
This nigga lends his transition. Now he just don't like nobody. He ain't never like nobody. Okay, you right.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. You smoked me on that one. That was.
Right, that's the real nigga shit right there. Where you bring something back from a past as evidence in this one that had nothing to do with it though. Yeah.
Yo, crazy dog. How niggas do it?
Lens his chest. Before we get out of here though, something happened in the last week where Takeoff from Migos was shot and unfortunately lost his life. There's a lot of crazy rumors and stuff coming out.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
To me, it is shocking. We've had a bunch of rappers die in the last few years. And I'll be honest. For a lot of them, they're either people I did not know or wasn't quite as familiar with their music. Takeoff might be the biggest name we've lost recently, right? In the last 5 years or so?
I would say so. I think especially with their success, the Migos success. I mean, I definitely didn't have this as their story. You know what I mean? Like, you would think that, you know, these young dudes would reunite after their fallout. You would think that, you know, like, they're in the talks of, like, Bone Thugs, the Beatles, et cetera, because of their early success. You know what I mean? Like, right. And what they've been able to accomplish in such a short time. And for Takeoff to only be 28 years old, it's unfortunate because I remember waking up and seeing the alert. And I was so confused, like, how? Where? He don't even come off as that type of dude because he didn't give too much of his personality.
Right. So Nipsey probably be the last big name that we lost, right?
Young Dolph.
I mean, but respectfully to Young Dolph, he not on Migos level. He's not on Takeoff
level.
That's what I'm saying.
He's not on Takeoff level because
of the white level.
People, the white people know Takeoff. They know Bad and
Exactly.
Bougie. They know the Migos. Yes, you're right.
Like, I told the story 2 years ago whenever I went to them and Drake in concert. And they came out. And at first I was like, well, I'm going to go see Drake. I'm going to a Drake concert. And Migos came out. And I was like, oh, yeah. Like, it's bang, 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 bang. I'm like, this motherfucker's got a catalog, man. I don't, like, that's what I mean by, you know, big. Nipsey, to me, also, from the reaction, people are really hurt by this, bro. They're really hurt by this in a way that, again, not since Nipsey have I seen people hurt by the loss of life.
I think not only how it happened, but then also the more and more I talked to people that actually knew this young man, he just was a good dude. You know what I mean? And how he carried himself. And again, you know, we get these idiot odyssey, like basically of how gangster rap and these things. It was just an unfortunate situation that happened. It has zero to do with the genre. You know what I mean? And, you know, it just sucks.
Where are you at, man?
I mean, that's another thing, too. I mean, it's about the choices and things of, like, where you decide to be. And, you know, they happen to be, you know, in town for a friend's birthday, Jazz Prince's birthday. And, you know, I'm not going to pretend that dice games sometimes don't get shaky. I mean, we've all heard stories in the past. And, unfortunately, how it all went down, you know what I mean? We don't have – you can go on and do your own research. But – you just hear, not that you would want anybody, something to happen to somebody, but not to him that way. You didn't want his story to go that way.
Like, exactly. Like, one would think that, like, you move past that kind of shit. Of those kind of situations and being in those situations. I don't know. It's hard. It's hard because I don't think any of us ever think about, I mean, I'm sure we all do shit that in retrospect, like, yo, what were you thinking? Why were you there? I'm like, I don't know. I didn't think twice about, like, because some shit I've always done, right? Like, Trey,
yeah, and
you went home, Trey, right? When your mother was
yeah,
you know, a victim of gun violence.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, the circumstances everyone understands. You go see your mom,
right?
But if something had happened when you were back there, people would go, wow. Well, what'd you expect?
Why would he? Why would he go home? I would have stayed. You know what I mean? Like, nah, bro.
But like for you, it's like you wouldn't even think twice because, like, yeah, I grew up here. No, like,
yeah. I mean,
register.
It ain't. You ain't thinking about it till you thinking about it. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's awareness stuff. You know what I mean? Like, it's not even like, yo, black people should be able to do this or they should be able to do that. It's just real. It's a real situation. You know what I mean? Like, again, you know, like I said, it's unfortunate. It can happen to anybody. And, like, I don't even think it's solely on, like, I'm not going to be questioning myself. I got to go to Houston soon.
Right.
I'm not going to be thinking, second guessing, like, is Houston a safe place? No. I know Houston's a safe place. I know there are certain areas in Houston. There are certain areas in New York. There are certain areas in Philly. There are certain areas in Los Angeles that you just don't go to. Be mindful of your surroundings. Be mindful of the people that you're around. Be mindful about all that shit. You know what I'm saying? And the thing about, I think hip-hop gets such a bad rep is because of the glorification of, like, guns and how it is. But, like, that it has zero to do, you know, this young man's death has zero to do with the rap. PNB has zero to do with the rap. You know what I'm saying? It's just the environment. Like, if you choose to go to these environments, understand the risk. And, you know, like I said, it was a disagreement. And, you know, however it went down, it's unfortunate that it went down that way. And, you know, I hope that his family can eventually heal from it. Hopefully that Quavo can, you know, eventually heal from it because it's going to take some time. It's going to, you know, they got an album they just dropped last month.
Yeah. And you know what I mean? By the way, going crazy too.
Yeah. So
it's a good ass album.
it's one of those things that you just didn't see happening. I'm sure he's messed up because he was the last person to be with him. And, you know, just hoping for the best, man, because, again, this life shit don't stop. This shit ain't guaranteed. Make it count. Yeah, man. And for the idiots that say they going to stop listening to gangsta rap ain't do nothing. This shit has been this way. It ain't going to change. It ain't glorifying nothing. It's the people that listen to it and how you consume it.
I like the idea that people think, like, if he was a country singer, but he went to this event and was in a dice game and all that, like, nothing would have happened. Like, no, he's cool, he's cool. He probably with Luke Bryan, he's all right. The music got nothing to do with it, man. The environment, where you're at, what you're doing. Music ain't got nothing to do with that.
Nothing at all.
But also, stop taking somebody's pain to make your little Twitter stands. I'm not listening to rap anymore.
Hey, man.
That was your reaction.
It's been a lot of overreactions in the past few. I don't even want to get started with that. But again, hopefully we don't lose social media in the process. Because again, I'm going to be honest with you, social media has not been enjoyable for me the past 2 weeks and the stuff that I've been trying to clean my time up. I've been trying to clean my timeline up.
Right now, Trey, let me give you the best advice I can give you. Instagram Explore page. Oh, it's a wonderful place where none of those concerns
hit me.
Jerv, I've been watching the hair transplant videos. They got a robot now. They got a machine that does the fucking implants now.
Oh, shit.
So I can laugh.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to do that shit.
I mean, I've been sending these fucking crazy-ass TikToks and shit and reels. They're
brushing their hair and shit.
It's a whole nother world. It's wild out here.
Well, TikTok?
Fearmonger on Twitter, though, bro.
Huh?
No, I was saying it's a lot of fearmonger on Twitter, man. Niggas ain't going nowhere, bro. You know? Just go on, curate your timeline to how it's supposed to be. But I'm also just not arguing with niggas. And I think we in the argument stage right now. The past 2 weeks, you know what I mean? Who's an idiot? Who's not? Who's saying this? Who's not saying this? Who's speaking up for this person? Who not speaking up for this person? Dog, I'm an OG nigga from 2009 Twitter, man. We gonna get these jokes off, and we gonna keep it moving.
Back when Fab had the trending topics.
Listen, could a nigga right now in 2022 survive a lonely tweet? Could a nigga right now survive the Paul's police? Could a nigga survive? Oh yeah.
Oh shit.
iRobot.
See that shit? Nigga. Like they got it. It's like they got it. Yeah, they're gonna die. Hit that dot. Pachu, pachu, pachu.
Okay. Look at technology. I'm gonna stop.
That's what my Instagram is about.
Let me stop shaming niggas, man, for getting their hair right, man. If you wanna get your hair right, get your hair right, man.
I draw a distinction between that and motherfuckers that get that shit glued on. Don't get shit glued on, man. Don't get shit glued on. But if you want to go,
that shit sound itchy.
Dog, you sweat? Nah, man. Can't do that.
Look how you want to look. Everybody just be comfortable. I don't think anyone needs to do any of that wild shit. Just come on home. It's okay.
Jerv says that shit now, but I swear to God, if I showed up with my hairline back here, pulling that shit back, Jerv gonna be like, "Yo, you gonna be a referral?"
A nigga might dip in Haven scholarship fund. Yeah. I'll put it right back, baby.
I'll put it right back. I'm about to get it. It's going to be on and popping once I get this back.
Jerv with the Akon waves would be crazy. I would love Jerv to have the Akon waves.
Nah, I can't do that, yo. I'd look like a madman.
Oh, shit, man.
Down here like that.
I'd be a madman. Yo, can you imagine the first picture that I would post? I would be getting killed. Like, I would be getting fried.
No, they wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. Because if it's fire, niggas going to be taken.
No, I'm talking about if I had the low jaw like Akon, like, all the way down here.
You got to get the Paul George, like, the little shit, and then the little hook.
Like, what's up, man?
Lego man. Jadakiss.
No, football player. What's his name? Spice. Like Spice Adam. You ever seen the Spice Adam?
Spice Adam shit.
When he had the hold on. You know what I'm talking about. Spice Adams when he had the Beijing.
Oh yeah. Beijing days are wild.
This shit right here.
The two layer is a sick man.
That's a wild dude, yo.
Reminder, if you want to listen to the entire episode all at once, patreon.com/countthedings. Become a Patreon. You get the entire episode in its totality on Monday, bright and early. If you're okay with waiting, every single segment comes out on a separate day. So just wait for it and you'll get to it sooner or later. And be on the lookout again for those watch-alongs. We got NFL games coming. We got more movies to come watch along. All type of shit. Till next time, stay black.